Reservoirs are an important but controversial part of moving water around some of the driest areas. And in the foothills of northern Colorado, a massive one is under construction. Alex Hager of the Mountain West News Bureau has the story.
Just north of Denver, in the foothills near Loveland, is a striking example of mankind's ability to reshape the natural world. I was one of those kids who was really into trucks, and the Tonka-loving toddler in me was in awe at the bulldozers, dump trucks, and excavators so big they could dig the foundation of a house in just three scoops. Joe Donnelly is the project manager.
We're filling 100-ton trucks, and we need to haul a load of rock, place on the dam every 2 minutes, 5 days a week, for 2.5 years.
You can probably tell by now, this build is huge. We're gazing up past hard hats and piles of dirt, up some 300 feet to the tops of dusty red cliffs that will someday loom over the dam that created this giant man-made lake. Also high is the cost of this project.
The reservoir here at Chimney Hollow is going to cost about $500 million. And so when you break that over the four-year construction span, it ends up being $340,000 a day.
Jeff Stala is a spokesman for Northern Water, the agency running this site. Between permits and blueprints, the process to get this project built is taking more than 20 years. Stala says it's needed for rapid growth in cities north of Denver.
This is going to be a water source in northern Colorado well into the 21st century. We're thinking generationally and decades down the road with this.
Stala says the future is rife with uncertainty, and this reservoir is designed to store water as insurance for the dry times. But if you look farther upstream, Jen Pels with the conservation group Wild Earth Guardians says there's an even deeper uncertainty about how long the water will last.
Spending a bunch of money on a reservoir when you don't have the water to fill it is kind of silly. I heard someone had a great quote around a refrigerator that's empty doesn't do a lot of good to solve, you know, someone's hunger crisis.
Colorado is built on moving water around. In this state, about 80% of the water falls on the west side of the mountains, but about 80% of its people live on the east side. With more than two decades of drought straining the Colorado River, which provides so much of that water, some are pushing back on new infrastructure that could strain it even further. Ken Fusick is vice president of the Upper Colorado River Watershed Group.
You can't continue to add population without providing them water. We will all recognize that. But where's that water going to come from? There's only so much. We are a finite resource.
Fusick says straining that finite resource where it starts can cause real, tangible harm, like algae blooms and threats to the economies that depend on water for recreation. And those same gripes are likely to be brought up against any future proposed reservoirs in the area. As more people move to the area and demand more water, will they be able to get it? Again, Jeff Stala with Northern Water.
If we're going to be able to exist and offer the same opportunities to our children and grandchildren on the Front Range, we should consider, and we're doing it here, capture the water when it's available, so that we have flexibility in those years when we don't have it.
But it'll be a while before the Chimney Hollow Reservoir has the chance to do that. Four more years of construction, 3 years of filling it with water, and unpredictable changes to the climate and drought stand between today and this water finding its way to the homes down below. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Hager in Loveland, Colorado.